I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A local nonprofit is embarking on a year-long study of Venetucci Farm with an eye toward reviving the property where operations were suspended last year following revelations of chemical contamination in the Widefield aquifer. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell reports.
The Pikes Peak Community Foundation has owned the farm since 2006. And until last year, it employed farmers to raise produce and run educational programs on the property. In light of the contamination, the foundation is teaming up with the Quad Innovation Partnership to study how best to manage the farm. Jake Eichengreen directs the Quad, which helps connect students from the four main colleges and universities in Colorado Springs with projects in the area that need support.
Dozens of ideas have been tossed at the farm, ranging from organic agriculture to bird watching to a fall event center to, you know, just pumpkins.
Over the next year, Eichengreen says the Quad will conduct research and collect community feedback. The process will culminate in a request for proposals from community organizations interested in taking over operations at the farm. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
Colorado College is part of the Quad Partnership and also 91.5 KRCC's licensee. At the end of the legislative session, Colorado lawmakers voted to increase the state's reserves to $730 million, up 6.5% from this fiscal year. But according to a rating from Moody's Analytics, Colorado is still unprepared for the next economic downturn. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.